Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, good neighbors, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Cleveland and Chattanooga. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. For all you first-time listeners, the purpose of the Good Neighbor Podcast is to bring awareness to the residents of our communities, of the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland, Chattanooga, and the surrounding areas. Small local businesses are the backbone of our communities, and they need our support. And joining me today is our good neighbor, Melanie Crabtree, with Full Disclosure Property Inspection. Welcome, Melanie. Thank you for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Thank you, Scott, for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
My pleasure. We are just thrilled to have you on today. And, you know, we've met today to talk about your business a little bit and learn what it is that Full Disclosure Property Inspection offers to our community. But before we jump into that, would you like to share with us a little bit about yourself and your family?
Oh, my goodness. Well, my family consists of, I was married a long time, and then God emptied my hand and brought the love of my life into my life. I married him in 2019. So Clay and I are together. He has two boys, and I have two grandbabies through that. And then I've got my little fur babies, two potbelly pigs, two dogs, three birds. So all of mine have, they shed all over the place. So those are my
I know what that's like. I've got one fur baby, and he sheds plenty. I've got a boxer, and he sheds plenty.
Oh, Lord, they can. You think they don't have that much hair until you find out.
I don't have mine has any hair left. Oh, well, I tell you what, tell us a little bit about Full Disclosure Property Inspection and what it's all about.
All right. Full Disclosure Property Inspection. It is exactly that. I am a full service residential and commercial. I have two divisions, property inspection company. I started out in 2008. I came out of 27 years of construction before that. Started building bridges when I was 17 years old. Brought a lot of years of experience into it. When I got older, I figured out I'd rather work with my brain than my body. So that's where this came around.
All right. Well, that's interesting. You said you built bridges. So
I was born on a job site in North Dakota. My dad was a union gutout man building missile silos for a company. That company came south, and I was raised by a dad. Obviously, I'm a daddy's girl, and work like a man, and that's what's kind of got me into it. I can't imagine working in an office or doing something like that. So when they came to town building bridges, it took me 4 months to get them to hire me. I went down there every day. They finally hired me, and that got me into construction, and I've been there in one way or another my whole life. So that's all I know.
That's awesome. I talked to interviewed a lady yesterday who's the founder, one of the founders of a construction company here in Chattanooga. I just think that's awesome. Well, I tell you, tell us a little bit about your journey. You shared a little bit there with us about how you got into the construction business through your father and everything. How did you decide? You said you wanted to work with your brain instead of your body when you got older. And I identify with that. So tell us a little bit about why you chose the property inspection avenue.
Okay. Well, I was raised in construction, learned how to build correctly and incorrectly, you know, how my daddy builds a strong house, but it's not necessarily perfect. And I started traveling construction in 1981. I traveled until 1992. My big brother got killed, and my family figured out we were mortal, and they wanted me to come back home, and I'm the only left child. So I did that, and then I worked for a local building supply company in contractor sales when I came home. That's the best thing I could find to fit me. And learned a lot about residential at that point because I was all commercial prior to that. And then in 95, me and my ex-husband actually started a business, and we were self-employed for a lot of years. We actually developed Denmore down in Ringgold. It was our last development right across from the Colonnade. And so I'm used to being self-employed. So I actually retired, caught myself rushing home one day about 4 months into it to watch a soap opera. And I'm like, oh, no. So I've always been really interested in concrete and steel and, you know, dirt and structure. Structure is just my thing. I was driving down Bonnie Oaks, and I went by a company that used to do all my dirt work, all my geotechnical work on job sites. They had help wanted out there. So I whipped in there, and I went in there, and I said, hey, I hear you look for some good people. And he said, yeah, Mel, who do you know? I said, me. And they said, oh, no, seriously. So I went to work working for less than I've ever worked for in my life. But I got to work with a bunch of geotechnical engineering engineers and learned a lot. But I also figured out, I remembered that I didn't like not working for myself. So right in the middle of the housing depression, 2008, I'm beginning to pray about it. And God said, okay, if you're going to do this, go do this thing right now. And I'm like, are you sure? He said, yep. So I quit a perfectly good job, went into this, and it took off so fast, I'm just hanging on to my own coattails. So, and here we are. So it's been good. I'm the president of the Home Inspectors of Tennessee Association. You know, best of the best couple of times, and that's pretty good for a one inspector office. Yeah. I don't do the thousands of inspections. I do, you know, several hundred a year, but I've done well. I enjoy it. It's a passion. It's not a profession. And I've always been told that if you can do something you love, you never work another day of your life. So that's where I'm at.
So you work, you probably get a lot of referrals from real estate and things like that, because you told me somebody that you knew before we started recording. And
I do.
But you're actually doing work for the individual, right?
I am. I don't work for the agents.
Right.
You know, good agents want to have the best inspection they can. Plus an inspector, you know, and a client should never not have their own buyer's agent. You have somebody working for you. They don't have a first love called the seller. And then an agent should never do anything but push an inspector, because an inspector is a buffer between the agent and the buyer. If something goes wrong, if you say you don't get an inspection, something goes bad, it's all going to flash back on that agent. So right. Getting a good inspector that you know is going to do a good job and is going to be standing there if things go bad is real important to the industry also. So I've got a really good working relationship with a lot of excellent agents in town, and there's nothing, you know, it's a good relationship. I enjoy it. But I get a lot of referrals, a lot of family. The best referral I get is when I get an agent that doesn't want me to inspect there for their buyers, but if their family buys something, they call me. So
okay.
That's a high compliment.
Absolutely. You know, when it comes to getting property inspections, sometimes people, especially first-time home buyers, don't really understand the need and how necessary it is, and maybe don't understand why they would need to pay for a property inspection. It looks good to them. It looks good to my eyeballs. Well, no, surely nobody would ever list their house knowing there was problems, right? So why? So what can you tell us to dispel some of the myths and misconceptions that people might have about needing a property inspection?
Well, one of the myths about an inspection is a lifetime warranty after that. You know, they really think an inspection is a lot different product than it really is.
Okay.
Our standards of practice, our main thing is to find any items that are going to cost you a lot of money or are it's anything that can damage the structure or injure the people in the structure. That's our center core. Everything else is fluff. But we do try to find all the little things too. But you know, it's if you don't get an inspection, okay, I mentioned I was been in construction for gosh, longer than most people have been alive. I would build a different house now after doing this for 17 years than I would have built when I was a builder, because I get to see how things react after 10 years. You know, there's $5 more I could spend when I build a house, that now I know that $5 is going to do so much to benefit that structure. You know, it really makes a big difference to be able to get to see down the road what's going on. I thought that do not disturb.
That's a good point. Never thought about that before.
It's a big difference. You know, it doesn't cost but a nickel more, and it makes a big difference.
So I want to ask something about something you just said, just to clarify. You said that there's a misconception that people think that a property inspection is a home warranty. Clarify that.
Home warranty. I've had people call me 10 years, and I seriously had one call me 10 years, and they had a leak. It'd been 10 years since I inspected the property. They had a leak. They thought I was going to do something about it. I'm like, you know, okay. Fix it. But, you know, we do. last thing I tell everybody I inspect for is I look them dead in the eye and I say, look, if you have any questions, call me. If you get moved in, you have any questions, call me. If you move in and you see something you feel like I should have seen, don't change it. Call me. If I should have seen it, I'll step up. If I couldn't see it, I'll tell you that. If you change it, yeah. I won't show up.
Yeah.
You know, we're human. We're there for a few hours. It's always based on the time and the day and the weather and what's going on during the inspection. Sometimes the way light hits something, you can see it one way and you won't see it another way. You know, I've walked through a property more than once. Every time you walk through, you see something. So it's a science, but it's not an exact science.
Yeah.
You know, you just keep on learning. Anybody that thinks they don't learn something every day, they're backing up. That's okay. I learned when I was in heavy construction, I would hire somebody. I just have 29 guys work for me. I got tired of them wanting a paycheck and nobody wanted to earn it. But I would tell them to go do some mundane task and I'd watch them do it. And sometimes they taught me something. And I was real quick to say, you know, I never thought about doing it that way. That is a great idea. But sometimes I'd have to tactfully say, well, that's good. But have you ever thought about doing it this way? You have to deliver it a little gentler sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, you're always learned. You're open to learning. You see things. You know, it's so good to work with first-time homebuyers. They're scared. I've had two people throw up in the yard on me, just nerves.
Yeah.
First one scared me. The second one, I said, oh, it's okay. That happens. You know, it is like the mutual friend we were talking about. It is the biggest investment somebody's going to make. And it's scary. It's nervous. I don't want them to lose their butterflies. I just want them to lose those bald eagles that are in their belly.
I
want to ground them and get them thinking with their gut and not with their rose-colored glasses.
Right. Yeah. So if I'm hearing you, what you're saying, a property inspection is what they need to know before they go to closing. But you're not guaranteeing them that everything's going to stay perfect forever. That's what you were saying a while ago.
I'll make sure they understand that home ownership is home ownership. And it's not passing the buck or anything. It's just that a lot of people have only rented their whole lives. And face it, you know, you and I are of a generation where we learned how to do things. There's a lot of people, not saying anything bad about them, but it's people are just raised different now. There's not as much hands-on do it yourself. And some people don't have any skills when it comes to that. Now they can learn and a lot of them are excited to learn. I've taught people how to build decks and lay tile and do all kinds of things. And they're so excited to do that for themselves. And you know, I'll walk them through it. They'll send me pictures of what they've done and they're so excited. it's a lot of fun to be that big of a part because you're always going to be a part of their lives at that point.
Yeah. But just step outside of the business for a minute, Melanie. What does Melanie Crabtree do for fun when she's not working?
Oh, it's all about water usually. My animals, which here comes one of my pigs in the house now. You can hear him grunting. but I live on the lake. If I'm not out on the lake, my husband, we just bought an old sailboat, one of those fixer-uppers, and we're working on that. So if we're not on the lake, I love to scuba dive. I love to spearfish.
Okay. That's,
yeah. Nice. So everything pretty much is water-related.
What's the most unique thing you found while scuba diving?
Oh, boy. I was going after a big old grouper. I always go down first because that's when I'll go after the grouper. I call it the lust for the green blood. The deeper you go, you lose all your color pigment. So when you get down about 110 feet where the grouper hang out, they bleed green.
So
I was going around the back of this barge that was sank. And I was going through the propeller on the back of it, and a grouper and me went face to face. We're like, neither one of us expected it. So I'm whipping my gun around there, and he turns around to run, and I got him through the meat of his back. He didn't even know I got him. So until I put tension on the line, he didn't know it. So he did a big old loop, and he went up in this split hull of this rusted out of this barge. And I grabbed the end of my shaft about the time that he got up in there. Mine's buried up to here. And my ex-husband, he was a photographer. And I started screaming in the water for him to come here. So he came around through there. And I looked at him and I told him I had a grouper. And he saw it shake. So, he reached up there and grabbed it. And I got my knife and I cut the back of its neck to bleed it out. And I pulled it out. Big thing. So I'm trying to cram it in this bag I've got. And his tail's hanging out and the shaft had buried up in it. So I went around. I was going to go back to the boat. Went around and there's about a dozen sharks laying there.
Oh, no.
Oh, crap. So I went straight up, which you don't do that from 100 feet. So I went straight up, and I had just barely left the boat. And they thought I'd forgot something. What do you need? I said, here, grab this. They grabbed the end of the, and they pulled that 40-pound grip up on the boat. So I had to go back down, or I would have got the bends. But that was exciting. That was really exciting.
I bet it was.
It could have dragged me around. I won't shoot anything bigger than that because I don't want to give up my gun. So.
Oh, that does sound exciting.
It is. You'll suck the bottom out of your tank doing something like that, though.
Yeah, Melly, if you'd allow me just to get a little bit more personal for a moment, can you describe, you know, any hardships or life challenges that, you know, looking back now that you've rose above it, you can say because of it, you know, that you're better or stronger for it?
Well, you know, people always think that when I started construction, I was 17. It was not a, I went into the heavy construction. I was raised by daddy that I worked. He was a boy's daddy. I was his boy. I built, I did all the guy things. That's all I knew how to do. So it was a natural fit for me to go into the construction, but it wasn't a natural fit for construction for me to go in. Because they didn't necessarily want me there. And it could get tough. They weren't kind, and they honestly, if they hadn't been as mean as they were, I wouldn't have made it. Because once in a while, I would be ready just to walk out that door, and they'd pull some stunt, and I'd say, oh, no, 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 no. And I'd just bend over and do it again. And I learned, you know, and something people really need to take to heart, everybody sees what you do. You don't have to brag on yourself. If you do good, everybody's going to see it and you're going to advance. If you do bad, everybody's going to see it and you're not going to make it. So I've always just, you know, sometimes it was tough, but it made you stronger. And as long as you just bend over and worked a little harder, you're going to get through it and you're going to come out on top. I've always been, you know, I'm a woman in a man's industry. I've been there my whole life and I've excelled there my whole life. There's been some tough, you know, some tough points, but I would not change a minute. If anything had to change in my current to change it in my past, I wouldn't change a minute.
That's wonderful. I love stories like that. I've interviewed a few women and a few people that, even not women, but they've had hardships and endured. And, I love stories like that. Thank you for sharing with us.
You're welcome.
If there was one thing that you wish our listeners knew about your business, that you could just shout it from the rooftop, one thing that you want to get across about Full Disclosure Property Inspection, what would it be?
It would be, I'm there for quality and not quantity. I do this because it's my passion. Okay. I'm not doing it to get rich. I'm not doing it to get famous. I'm not doing it to be a know-it-all. You know, I'm not that person that... And that's something that a lot of inspectors need to learn. And yeah. I try to help them learn that is you got to tell people everything, but then you got to turn around and explain to them why. And, you know, let me tell you about this problem. And if you do that, it grounds a lot of people that don't understand. And that's what I bring to the table. That's what the realtors that know me and have watched me interact with the clients, that's what they appreciate. I'm going to go into detail. I'm going to give them pictures. You know, you can do this. Here, let me show you what they look like if you go shopping for it. And you could do this. Or, you know, if you'll do this, this will keep this from happening. I've got enough background that I know these things. And like I said, I learn every day. I watch everything that happens. We're paid to be good lookers. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And you have to learn. You know, there's no such thing as a stupid question.
Yeah.
If you were born knowing everything, God bless you. I wasn't. But, you know, no, neither was everybody else out there. And I've been asked some questions before that seem real elementary. But I'm never going to look down on someone or laugh at them. Or I'm going to answer that question as honest as I can because they're you know, they seriously are asking that question. And I never want to be anybody be afraid to ask me something. And if I don't know, though, I'm going to say, man, I don't know, but I'll find out. And I've got, you know, 1,000 inspectors in Tennessee that one of them I know, you know, specializes in something. I'll shoot them his picture and say, hey, what am I looking at? Tell me about this. Yeah. And then I'll go give them the right answer. You just can't, you can't make something up. You can, and you can sell it, but it's not going to last very long. Like I said, everybody's watching.
It sounds like what you're saying is that when you get done with an inspection, they don't just get a piece of paper listing all the problems. They get an explanation
as to why
and what to do about it.
They get tips on how to do things. My reports are very, very long, if you ask anybody. I actually break them up in a couple so it's not so overwhelming. But, when we're on a review, I take pictures of everything and they're all in there. And I say, you don't need to make any notes. I'm going to make it so when you see the picture, you're going to remember what we talked about. And they do. I explain it till I see their light bulb come on. Okay. And when the light bulb comes on, they've got it. It's not just that they heard me say it. It's that they learned something. They know what I said. And that's all the difference between a good inspector and a bad inspector. That's the world of difference. You can't just say that's broken, turn around, walk away, and they just sit there and look at it and go, you know. They have to understand why that's broke, how important it is. Can it wait? Is it going to cost me more to wait? Because you only got so much money. You can't expect to buy a used house and it be perfect. But, you know, there's some things that's going to cost you more if you wait. There's some things that are going to be dangerous if you don't do something. But if you do something, it's not that big of a deal to do. But, it's, you know, yeah, you really need to take care of that one. Or, you know, that fascia board may be rotted. It's going to cost the same amount a year from now as it will now. Let that wait and take care of this. Yeah. And don't overwhelm yourself.
Yeah.
And they appreciate that.
Sounds like that you're the type of inspector that not only a new homeowner appreciates, but also a lender will appreciate too. So obviously a lender don't want to spend money on a house that might fall apart, you know. So absolutely.
Yeah. I was a builder. My mom was a broker. So I understand the real estate agent's angle. I know they don't get paid till I wouldn't do their job. You couldn't pay me to do their job. But they're not going to get paid till they hit the door. But they also want to make sure if they're real worth anything, they want to make sure their client's getting a good house.
Yeah.
And they're willing to show them more properties. You know, I tell them if they're showing a house and there's something they don't understand, take a picture and text me. And let's see if that's a big deal and you can maybe not have to keep on going because it scared somebody. Or, yeah, it is a big deal, you know. And that makes it they don't have to show as many houses or they don't waste so much time on a house that really does have an issue.
This has been a very interesting interview, very interesting. I'm learning a lot myself. You know, if our listeners wanted to contact you or find out more about you online or offline, how could they reach you?
Oh, gosh. You can Google Melanie Crabtree. I'm going to pop up. Full Disclosure Property Inspection. I'm all over the place. I also have a commercial division called FDPI Commercial Property Assessment. That's my new baby. You know, my husband actually is he's my office guy. He's an inspector too, but he's big and I fit under houses better than he does. Been doing it a whole lot longer. But he's here. If you need to get a quote on something, you can call 423-255-1300. That was my old number. So all the agents already know that number, but he'll get your proposal, let you know when we can do it. And we got a pretty quick turnaround. Once I put my boots on in the morning, I leave my girl behind and turn into a guy and I just soon work. I'll work until I run out of things to do. Then I'll come home and write reports.
But, what's your husband's name?
Clay Crabtree.
Clay Crabtree. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're calling. It might be nice. They know to ask for Clay or speak to
Clay.
Yeah.
Well, all my realtor friends, they'd rather talk to him than me anyway. So he has that personality, you know, if he stumps his toe, he laughs. So he's kind of I'm the one that gets spun up and he'll start imitating me. And I'll say, do I really look like that? And he'll go, yeah. So he kind of calms me down a little bit.
I don't know, Mary. I've just through this interview, I think you're a lot of fun. So
I enjoy myself. I enjoy life. And, you know, I try to bring a personality to the inspection because it does make somebody laugh. It breaks the ice and calms them down and gets them to where they're actually learning something and learning about the property. And they're not going to walk away afraid. I did an old house yesterday and some houses I inspect and I'll call and say, look, the house is worse than it looks in the pictures. And I'll call the agent and say, they're the buyer's agent. Or like yesterday I did one. I said, look, it's not as bad as it looks. You know, it's structurally, it's okay for the age of house. It's not near as bad as it looks. Once you just clean up this area, you're going to be surprised. And it's, you know, everybody's had a room that's wrecked that, you know, going away, if you clean it up, it's going to be fine. Same thing on a house.
Yeah.
It's it can, they can be scary, or they can be scarier than they need to be. But yeah, that's part of what you bring to the table, is you calm those nerves down to where it can actually be a, you know, a productive meeting, because that's what it is. It's a meeting just like you're having with your lender or your realtor. We're in a meeting, a very important meeting.
But yeah, it doesn't very important.
You need to still get it to where they're going to draw something from it that is worth the cost. I've never had anybody tell me my inspection wasn't worth the fee. Not one time.
I can see that. I can see that. Absolutely. Well, it had been a pleasure getting to know you, and full disclosure, property inspection, and good luck to you on your new baby. You're talking about the commercial division. Good luck on that.
I'm enjoying it.
So thank you for being with us today, and we sure have enjoyed it and hope you feel the same.
Well, Scott, I appreciate it so much, and I look forward to catching your podcast. Like I said, I've watched a couple, and I didn't know about you because I don't watch TV. I'm one of those people that read all the time. But I enjoyed it, and you seem to be doing a great job for the community, and I appreciate it a lot.
Well, we thank you for that shout out. Thank you so much. And
thank you.
All the good neighbors of the Cleveland and Chattanooga area, after meeting Melanie and learning more about full disclosure property inspection, I know that she hopes you'll take a moment to consider all that she has to offer, and remember them when you need or want the products and services that they provide. And before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking the time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com. Or call 423-380-1984.